This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Hamavon, welcome everyone. Parshas Ekev. So, very often Parshas Ekev is a little bit of a hiatus in the summer, but now, nowhere to go, right? So, Baruch Hashem, Parshas Ekev. So, the opening of the Parsha offers us words that the Mefarshim struggle mightily to explain, especially with the word Ekev. You know, like, what does the word Ekev mean? So Rashi says that Drasha Ekev refers to the mitzvahs that people trample on. You know, there are mitzvahs that are popular, and then there are mitzvahs that are less popular. So Ekev refers to the mitzvahs that people trample on. And of course, Targum says Ekev is chalaf, reward. And that brings up the whole question, but eschara b'hayam aleka, there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Okay, but the Chidah, tonight's going to be a big Chidah night. The Chidah has a very interesting perush based on the Tashbetz. Now, the Tashbetz we spoke about on Tisha B'Av. Who is the Tashbetz? One of the great Talmidim of Maram Meirotenberg, Rabbeinu Shimshon Bar Tzadok. And the Chidah says that in the words of Ahaya Ekev Tishmon, we could see a remez to the teaching of the Tashbetz. How is that? The Tashbetz teaches us as follows, that a tzaddik, when a tzaddik leaves the world, a malach comes and teaches the tzaddik everything that he learned lishma, and he forgot. In other words, people here can't relate to this, because, you know, people learn and then they retain everything, right? But there is a phenomenon that people could learn and they forget. You know, it happens to mere mortals, they learn and they could forget. So the Tashbetz says a very interesting teaching, sort of similar to what the Gemara Nida says, that a malach comes and teaches you the Torah before you're born. The malach comes and teaches the tzaddik everything he learned lishma in his lifetime to remind you of your learning. In other words, why do you need to be reminded of your learning? We're going to see there are many Gemaras in Shas, Baba Basra, Mayid Katan, Chavches, Psachim, Dafnun, that bring a famous Gemara, Ashrei Mi Shabalakan, the Talmud Abiyadai, right? It's not enough to learn. You have to have something in your back pocket. So therefore, in order to facilitate some knowledge in your back pocket, therefore the Malach comes and he teaches you. Now, where is this alluded in the Pasuk? You ready for this? We know, Va'eschanan ends, Hayoim La'asoysam. Today you do the mitzvahs and the inferences, but tomorrow in Olam Haba you're going to be rewarded. Aye, but how am I supposed to be rewarded? How am I going to remember my Torah? I forgot everything I learned. V'haya Ekev. Ekev implies the heel or the end. When the end of your days come, Tishmon, you'll hear the Torah again. Who's going to tell you the Torah? A malach will come and teach you the Torah. But provided that it's Torah that you learned, Lishma. Okay. And then the Chidah in Parshas Boy, again in the Nachal Kidumim, he reiterates this teaching. And he says, the end of Parshas Boy, it says the following pasuk: Leman tia toiras Hashem beficha, so that the Torah of the Lord will be in your mouth. Now we learn out many things from that pasuk. First thing we learn out from that pasuk is when you're dealing with Tashmisha Kedusha, you can only use items that you're allowed to eat. Min hamutar beficha, right? Something you're not allowed to eat. You can't make tefillin out of something you're not allowed to eat. Out of a treif animal, you're not allowed to make tefillin. There's a shaila, how are you allowed to make techeles from a worm or a fish or whatever it might be? You can't eat that worm. Or perhaps, does that mean it's a kosher fish? Okay, but that's a shaila. I believe the Chassam Sofer discusses it in a tshuva. So we say like this, Laman tia toiras Hashem beficha. What is the numerical value of Laman? Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehakol nibra
b'vareich. That's it?
Only one sip, you mean?
No, I mean, that's the
gematria. Laman. Laman is 190. What's the gematria of Laman? The gematria of Laman is 190. Now, what's the significance of 190? Kates. Kates refers to the end of your days. Laman, in the end of your days, tia Torah Hashem, whatever Torah you learned, for Hashem's sake, l'shma b'ficha, will be in your mouth. Why will it be in your mouth? Because a malach will come and remind you. So you're going to get a briefing. You know, at the end of days, like before the president speaks, he might not know anything about the topic, but he gets a briefing from his council. So in the end of days, you're going to have to take a big test. Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, would go to a wedding, and then he would leave after the chuppah, and people would say, where are you going? And he would say, I have a test coming up. Of course, he was referring to the big test, and that's why when he would go to a wedding, he would carry a coat. He would carry his coat on him, as if like he has to leave any minute. Okay. In any event, so the malach comes and he preps you for the big test. The chida in a third sefer, and the sefer Dvarim Achadim. Again, the chida wrote many, many svarim. The chida writes on the pasuk, Umagid la'adam masechai, which literally means God will relate to a person your conversation. The Gemara says what it refers to is even a private conversation between husband and wife, they will be reminded of after 120. But the chida says this is also a reference to the teaching of the Tashbetz, that when a tzaddik leaves the world, an angel will come, and whatever you learned lishma, the angel will remind you. Now, where do we get this inyan, whatever you learned lishma? Maybe even if you learned shalai lishma. So the chida says, the rashi tevois of umagid la'adam ma seichai is lishmai. Whatever you learned lishmai, the malach will come and remind you. Okay, so we have this very interesting teaching. In a way, it's very encouraging. Because most people, you know, they feel a little despondent. They learn, they learn, they learn, and it's very hard to remember. Chassam Sofer says that Torah is a spiritual entity, and the mind is a basar v'dam, is a physical entity, and they don't really meet. It's not really a shidduch. So it's very hard for a human mind to retain Torah. So we need to review, we need to review, we need to review. And even when we do, often it's elusive. So don't worry. It sounds like the time will come, you'll be reminded what you learned. So, Marv Rabbeisai, I once heard that the Chassam Sofer said that his godless in learning came from the fact he never trusted anybody. He looked everything up. Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Shas. Don't just rely on Tosfos, look up the Gemara. So you got to look up the Tashbetz. What exactly does the Tashbetz say? Says the Tashbetz in Siman Tuf Kuf Chaf Tes, Ashrei mi shabalakan v'tamuda biyadai. Now that's a Gemara that appears in Shas, at least in three places, in Baba Basra, in Moed Katan Chaf Ches, and in Psachim Daf Nun. And also, where else does it appear? Ashrei mi Ashrei, right? It's Shweki, but Shweki came after the Gemara, right? It came at. So Ashrei mi shabal lakan, fortunate is someone who comes lakan. Do you remember by the last Siyum HaShas, not last year, 8 years ago, I believe Rabbi Lau spoke, and he quoted from the Hakdama of Shaus Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, who says, lakan, Ashrei mi shabal lakan, what's the gematria of lakan? 101, of course. Asher Misha Balakan, fortunate son who came to hear with 101, v'tamud b'yada, then the Torah will be in your back pocket. But look in the Tashbetz. It says the Tashbetz.
It came with 101.
What? Chazer 101 times, yeah. Ki achaf alav pihu. Pihu is 101. V'chachma me'ayin timatze. Me'ayin is 101. S-A-N-I-L-R-M, Me'ayin, 101. There are many, many words that symbolize the Kayach of 101. I think we once gave a share on that. Okay. Comes the Tashbetz, and the Tashbetz has a little bit of a nuance of different, a little bit of a twist. And what does it mean? Ashrei mi shabalakan v'tamuda biyada. He says it doesn't mean someone who masters his learning. Look at number 5. Perosh v'kiyam mitzvahis biyada. Fortunate is someone who comes upstairs and when God opens up the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, the man could say, I actually kept this. I fulfilled it. I observed it. It's not enough to know it. Very nice. You learned it. And you chazered it 500 times. But l'maisa, when it comes down to you, do you keep it? Ashrei mi shabal lakan v'tamuda biyadoi. If you are mekayim the mitzvahs, then the malach will come and remind it to you. Then the malach will come and help you remember. But if you weren't Mekayim, so it doesn't mean Stamazoya Tzadik, the Malach will remind them. No, someone who's Ashri Misha Balakan, if the Tamude Biyodoy, if you're Mekayim, the Torah, with your Yad, then the Malach will come and remind it to you. Okay. So, you live and learn. I've been pretty into the Tashbetz for many years. I don't know, gotta be a good 8 years. I don't know, something I find very interesting with the Sefer Tashbetz is the Sefer Tashbetz is 590 Piskei Dinim that the Maram Meir Rotenberg taught Rabbeinu Shimshon Bar Tzadok. Many of them the Maram taught him when the Maram was incarcerated in Einzersheim. The Tashbetz came into the jail and he taught the Tashbetz very interesting things. One of the things is that who wrote the Sefer HaRefuah? In the Teva, there was a lot of illness, you know, because there are a lot of animals and they couldn't, there was a lot of illness, right? Because there are no doctors on the Teva, only animals and Noach and his family. So the Malachim came and they taught Noach's sons the Sefer HaRefuah. That's the makar of that as a Tashbetz. It's very interesting tidbits of information over there.
He died in jail, right?
The Maram Meir Rotenberg died in jail, yeah, yep. Now, there's a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan that we learned in the shul, we learned it a little while ago. Ravashi. Now, Ravashi. Interesting. Who's Ravashi? Ravashi was one of the redactors of the Talmud. And actually, Ravashi was in the news yesterday. Anybody catch that?
No.
What? No? Almost? Ravashi was in the news. Some kind of Arab contingency went to visit Hezbollah on the Israeli-Lebanese border, and in between there's an army base, and Agavurcha they mentioned, and the Talmudist Ravashi is buried on that army base. You saw that?
Yes.
So I was thinking, I gotta go there. I never went to that one, you know? Ravashi is buried on the Lebanese border. You ever go to the Lebanese border? Many people, if you ever went to Rosh HaNikra, you ever go to Rosh HaNikra? So Rosh HaNikra is on the Lebanese border, right?
No, but he's not there, right?
Rava, that's Azoi State, you know. Anyway.
On the Rosh HaNikra border?
No. Rosh HaNikra is right? There's a big sign there, Lebanese border, no pictures. No, you don't have a picture of that? Lebanese border, no pictures?
I have a picture of me jumping over the
thing. So you won up there, very good. Okay, so the Gemara Moed Katan says Rava. Now, Rav Ashi had a very interesting friend. He was friends with the Malach HaMavis. Now, I don't recommend that you befriend the Malach HaMavis. You know, with that, it better stay far away. You know, let him, he go to his place, you go to your place. And Rav Ashi met the Malach HaMavis. Now, when you meet the Malach HaMavis, he's not coming to do your tax return, right? The Malach HaMavis is not coming to clean your teeth. Malach HaMavis is coming for business. Rav Ashi said, whoa, wait a second. Wait for me 30 days so I can chazer my learning, because Chazal say, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmud biyadai. That's the Gemara. So it's a good trick. If you ever bump into the Malach HaMavis. Now, by the way, that means you should start practicing chazara now. Because if you ever bump into the Malach HaMavis and you say, give me time because I need to chazer, Malach HaMavis says, well, you never chazer once in your life. So at least one time. Pull a chazara, or maybe Shabbos, you know? Open up the Gemara and chazar. This way you have that in your back pocket. So now there's a perush on the Tashbetz. This is this sort of, I was very excited about this. There's a perush on the Tashbetz called Shiva Saneros. And the Shiva Saneros says the Gemara and Moed Katan is a stiro to the Tashbetz. How's that? Because the Gemara Moed Katan says Rav Ashi was about to go, and Rav Ashi said, wait, I have to chazar. Why do I have to chazar? Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamud biyadai. Now, according to the Tashbetz, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamud biyadai means fortunate is someone who came here who observed all the mitzvahs. So what's Rav Ashi saying? Oh, I have to go chazar. What does chazar got to do with the price of tea in China? The Tashbetz learns, Ashrei mi shebo lekan is fortunate is someone who comes upstairs who is mekayim the mitzvahs practically. Not someone who comes upstairs remembering the mitzvahs. Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamud biyadai. Fortunate is someone who comes upstairs who practices the mitzvahs. So Rav Ashi maybe should have said, wait for me 30 days, I need to go practice all the mitzvahs. But what's he saying? I need to review. What does review have to do with anything? That is the kasha of the Shivas Haneros. And maybe we'll be able to answer that question this evening. But now, I want to share with you a Golyone Hashas. Golyone Hashas was written by Rabbi Yosef Engel, the great Goyin of Krakow, who's buried in Vienna. And Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote many, many interesting svarim. He wrote a sefer with 70 answers on something. One of those answers, he called Begvurois, Yimeshnezem Shivim Shana, then Begvurois Shmanim Shana. Begvurois Shmanim, he wrote a sefer, 80 answers to one question. He wrote Asfan Dairaisa, he wrote Beisa Oitzar, and Chashva Tamechachem and Mansi is now putting out all the Sarm of Yosef Engel, very annotated. It's a very amazing work. Oitzois Yosef. Anyway, Rabbi Yosef Engel has the following question. And that is another stira between Moed Katan and the Tashbetz. The first stira was Moed Katan is mashma, Ashrei Mi Shebalakan is to review. And the Tashbetz is saying Shebalakan v'tamuda biyada means you observed it. But another question is, what does it mean, Ashrei Mi Shebalakan v'tamuda biyada? How are you going to remember the Torah? The Gemara is mashma, you got to review it yourself. Don't go upstairs to the Masifta Derekiah unless you've reviewed your learning many, many times. On the other hand, the Tashbetz learns that no, don't worry, relax with the Chazara, a Malach will give you a briefing. So in other words, how is it going to work? Is the Malach going to brief you or do you got to do it yourself? That's also another stira, and this stira is also raised in number 18 by the Arugas Haboisem, Rav Greenwald. The Arugas Haboisem. Yeah?
Yes.
Wow. So that's also the kasha of the Arugas Haboisem. Now, let us explore the following possibility. If you look in number 9, in the Menorah Samar, not to be confused with the classic Menorah Samar, this is a Menorah Samar by Rabbi Yisrael Alan Kava. And by the way, the Mar Mekomis of tonight's shir come from the Sefer Megadim Chadashim by Rabbi Yoel Weiss, a Choshev Yishalmi Yid, who lives on 62 Shmuel HaNavi. Put down the notes as well. 62 Shmuel HaNavi. Anyone who is visiting Eretz Yisrael, you should visit him. Mamash Atayra Yid, an Alta Yerushalmi Yid. Rabbi Yoel Weiss. He has on Bereshis Vayikra Bamidbar Devarim. He's working on Shemois. He has a famous parish on Shas. It's so famous, even the Art Scroll quotes it. If you look in the Art Scroll Gemara, he sometimes on Brachas, they quote Megadim Chadashim. Chagiga, Moed Katan, and possibly others. Okay, but so the Megadim Chadashim quotes many of these Marim Mekoymos, and he wants to answer the question of the Shiva Saneros. The question of the Shiva Saneros again is, the Gemara's mashma that Ashrei Mi Shebalakan v'tamuda biyadai is you need to review yourself, and the Tashbetz is saying Ashrei Mi Shebalakan v'tamuda biyadai means fortunate is someone who fulfilled the mitzvahs. So look at number 13 for a moment. Number 13 is Drashos Hari Ibn Shu'ib. Drashos Hari Ibn Shu'ib. A rare sefer of a kadmon. And he says, V'shamati shahayu oimrim ashrei mi shabal lekan v'tamuda biyadai yesh mefarshim shekayim tamudai. Some explain it means you fulfilled your learning. The yesh mefarshim tamudai shagab b'piv, it means you're frequent, you reviewed your learning a lot. Now, like the Gemara says, that when the Malcham Avos met Ravashi, Ravashi said, oh, wait a second, I got to review my learning. So, Chaim Zeman's here, how you doing? And so says the Drashos, Mahari Ibn Shu'ib, the two pshatim go together. According to the first pshat, that Ashrei Mi Shebalakan v'tamuda biyada means fortunate someone who comes upstairs having fulfilled the mitzvah. Why did Rav Ashi have to review his learning? Rav Ashi reviewed his learning. He went through everything to determine not if he remembered it, but if he fulfilled it. That's why Rav Ashi, in other words, it's not the pshat, he was learning it to remember it, to go upstairs with it fresh in his mind. He was learning it to make sure that, in fact, he fulfilled everything. Now, the Kaftar Vaferach. Who's the Kaftar Vaferach? Kaftar Vaferach was Rav Ashturi HaParchi. Rav Shura Parchi, I believe, was a student of the Rush, one of the earliest travelers to the land of Israel. And he wrote a few volumes of the topography of Eretz Yisrael. He was a Rishon. And he says that don't say Ashrei mi shebalakam tamuda b'yada means that you have to fulfill the mitzvahs. Why did Rav Ashi need to review his learning? He says, why? What was Rav Ashi doing? He was going through the mitzvahs to determine did he fulfill or did he not fulfill. If he did, he did. If he didn't, he didn't. There's nothing you could do about it. So therefore, he learns Ashrei mi shebalakan. Tamud b'yada means the simple pshat. Fortune is somebody who comes upstairs having, you know, epis something in his back pocket and he remembers what he learned. Interesting, if you look in back at number 10, Rabbeinu Hananel, in the Gemara Psachim, he says, Ashrei mi sheyavo lekan v'tamud b'yadai. Some say it means someone who masters everything bal peh, and some say it means someone who comes upstairs having fulfilled what he learned. By the way, in number 15 and 16, one second, that sounds like Mr. Adler, Reb Yitz Adler, right?
That's correct.
How do you like that?
I like it.
Your brother's doing very well. He sends regards. Okay, but the significance of 190 is that that's the gematria of Laman. Laman tia, Tairas Hashem, Beficha. Laman is gematria 190, that Kates, in other words, Kates. Kates is 190. In the end of days, in the end of a person's life, the Malach will come and remind you you're learning. Yeah, Beseder?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Sifrei Chassidus. The Sifrei Chassidus also bring down this pshat, but they side with the view, Ashrei mi shaba lekan v'tamudoi biyadoi, is that there's a concept of palm reading. Now, we don't believe in that anymore. The Arizal says that in our generation, nobody knows how to do it. Yeah, you know, the lines on the hand, lines on the face. The Arizal said 400 years ago, nobody knew how to do it. So it's doubtful that all of a sudden people became such big experts after in the times of Arizal and Reb Chaim Vital, nobody knew how to do it. Anyway, but there's a concept that what a person does is recorded on their face and recorded on their hand. Ashrei mi shebal lekan, fortunate someone who comes upstairs, v'talmudoi biyadoi, and the fact that he fulfilled his learning is inscribed and etched out on his hand. Okay, that's what the Noam Elimelech says in Parshas Truma, and Tfar Shlomo of Radomsky says in Likutim, as well in the Ramazim for Pesach. Why? What are we saying? Ashrei mi shebal lekan. So what was Rav Ashi reviewing his learning, right? Ashrei mi shebal lekan, v'talmudoi biyadoi, meaning Rav Ashi was reviewing to see if in fact he was able to observe everything, because he couldn't tell by looking at his hands perhaps, but so right, but as the Kaftar of Farach feels that that's doichek, he says, well, what he did. Okay. The Megadim Chadashim says that this basic yisoid, that whatever a person learns in the ultimately Hashem will remind him, is miyusad in a medrash. It's based on a medrash. But we're going to see a very important clue in the medrash, and that will help us give an understanding. In other words, not everybody who learns will be reminded of his learning in the end of his life. You know, you have to, we're going to see, it depends on the effort you put in. In other words, if a person learns and he tries to review and he tries to retain and he tries to remember, but what could you do? Life is so hectic and there's not enough time and it's just elusive. Okay, then perhaps one will be reminded. But if the reason somebody doesn't remember is because one did not apply themselves to learn properly the first time, or one did not give it their utmost to try to retain it, then lav davka, one is zoicha to this special blessing. The Yalkut Shemani in number 17 says in the Pasuk, La yariv Hashem nefesh tzaddik, God will not starve the soul of the tzaddik. Look on the fourth line, davar acher, zet talmud chacham, shekol zman shemisasek b'toyra b'chayim, a Torah sage, a talmud chacham, anyone could be a talmud chacham. Doesn't matter what you do for a living, everyone has to strive to be proficient in Torah. As long as you involve yourself in Torah while you're alive, so, v'imnala mimeno perek echad, let's say there's one perek, it's beyond you, it's too difficult, it's too hard, It's too challenging. Or there's a matter you don't can't wrap your mind around. We will not leave this world. Ad shemalachei ashar is ba'am until the heavenly angels come. B'shas p'tirasa v'soydrin lefanov, and they'll arrange it. Kedei shelo yehei boishes panav le'akolish baruch l'sovei, so you will not be embarrassed at the big test. Well, says Megadim Chadoshim, says Rabbi Yoel Weiss, what's his address, Israel? 62 Shmuel Hanavi. Okay. I'll tell you what floor privately. I can't have everybody going to his house, but he's on one of the higher floors. We're not going to say it publicly, but you can put in your notes. Okay? So, he says it as follows. The Medrash implies not everybody will be reminded they're learning. Those who apply themselves to their learning, then God will help them remember. So the Megadim Chadoshim says this might answer the question of Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Aruga Saboisim. The question is, who needs to remind who? Do you have to follow the paradigm of Rav Ashi, who made sure to review his learning before he passed away? Or could you just rely on the fact that the Malach will teach you? And the answer is, if you do what Rav Ashi did, and you try your utmost to review, then don't worry if you forget, the Malach will come and teach you. As long as you do your utmost, then you will be awarded and rewarded with this special blessing that the Malach will come and teach you. Okay. Now, we're going to learn a little English, an English lesson. Put this in your notes also. In English, right, in Hilchos Bibliography, so there are commentaries, let's say Rashi, and a commentary on a commentary is called a super commentary. So, let's say the Mizrahi is a super commentary because it's a parish on Rashi, or the Gorarie, or the Be'er Basada. You ever see these Chumashim Yud Aleph Perushim on Rashi? I think we have one here, right? Yerav Perushim on Rashi. So one of the famous, super commentaries on Rashi is the Nachlas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Solnik. And he's going on the Pasuk in Kisavai. Baruch Ata B'Vayecha, Baruch Ata B'Tzeisecha. Blessed are you when you come in, blessed are you when you come out. What does Rashi say? The same way you come into the world, without any sin, you'll leave the world without sin, yeah? Most people come into the world without sin. They hope. Some people already in utero, they're kicking their mother, they're kicking the mother, right? Like Esav. So most people, they come into the world without sin. The blessing is you should leave the world without sin. So the Nachlas Yaakov quotes a Mizrahi who says, well, what do you do with, cursed are you when you come in and cursed are you when you come out? So the Nachlas Yaakov maybe means just like you come into the world without mitzvahs, you'll leave the world without mitzvahs. But that's not cursed. Is it cursed to leave without mitzvahs or just not blessed? Says Nachlas Yaakov, Mamesh achidosh oyam enayra. The same way the Gemara Nida says that in utero, a malach comes and teaches you the whole Torah. Well, if a malach comes in utero and teaches you the whole Torah, for Rishaim, the Malach will come back and again slap, right? Because this world is a challenging place. It's not a pashta place in this world. You think you're going to come to this world and everything's going to be set up for you, and it doesn't work out. This is a world of challenge, right? The Mesil Sharm says, Echad minei elef. You won't even find one out of 1,000 people that Olam Hazeh provided them with endless happiness, satisfaction, and contentment. It's a challenging world. Especially, how do you come into the world? Ira, listen to this. You ready for the warm welcome that you have when you come into this world? You're about to come to this world. The Malach comes, he punches you in the face, and you forget everything you learned. Right? TKO or KO. Right? That's how you come into the world. That's your warm welcome to Olam Hazeh. Well, maybe that Malach will come back, and in case you learned everything in this world, if you were not proper, if you were Rosh, he's going to come back and punch you again and forget everything you learned. That's again for the Risham. He says the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Doyeg didn't die until he forgot his learning, and the Gemara's mashma that equally applies to all Rishaim. As the Gemara says, all tami kachamim, the older they get, they are added. They have added chachma. However, zekene amei aretz, the older they get, the more foolish they get. So here we have a chiddush that not only will a tzaddik be reminded of his learning before he passes on the other hand, the rasha will be caused to forget his learning before he goes upstairs. Okay, now here we come to a very important teaching. This is a teaching of the Baal HaTanya in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and it's based on a Zayar in Parshas Vayishev. Let's say somebody, he's very into Daf Yomi, and he's mamish so good at Daf Yomi, he can learn Daf Yomi as well in 3 minutes. Do you know anyone who can learn Daf Yomi in 3 minutes? The thing is, he doesn't understand a word he learned. Did he do anything or did he not do anything? Nope, he didn't do anything. If you don't understand Tarshu Baal Peh, it's not learning. What about someone who reads Psukim and he doesn't know what he's talking about? He gets Schar Talmud Torah. For Tarshu B'Chsav, you don't have to understand what you're saying. The words themselves. For Tarshu Baal Peh, you must have Havana. However, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, even if you don't know what you're talking about, Afal Pike, number 21, second line, Yeshla Adam, Lasik, B'chol HaTorah, Gam B'dvarm, So Yichol HaHavin. Learn everything, even what you can't understand. Break your teeth on it. But I don't understand, not the question, not the answer. And I don't know if I'm coming or going. Doesn't matter. Whatever you try to learn in Olam Hazeh, in the future, you'll understand everything as long as you made the attempt in this world. Whatever you try to understand, now you have to try. In other words, you can't open up the book. Okay, I'm going to go through Shas. Ready? Here we go. I once met somebody who was able to learn like this. No, literally. I told you, I'm like a great-grandson of the Baba Sali. He took my sefer, went like this, and he told me, there are two typos, and he told me what page they were on. But,
that's the one.
Yeah.
You spoke about it.
Yeah. But, anyway.
Oh, he's Muncie?
He lives somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. But, he came in, yeah. But anyway, whatever a person attempted, made a real attempt to learn in Olam Hazeh, Yizkeh Lahavin Ulahase Kol HaTorah She'asek Ba Olam Hazeh, and he didn't achieve. Likewise, the Sefer Chassidim writes in number 22, Tav Shin Samach Dalet, Im Adam Toireach Ladas Bezeh HaOlam Limudim, Afal Pi She'en Loi Lev. I don't understand. I don't understand Nashim, Nazikim, Kodshim. I don't get these things. Learn it. Go to a shir. Listen to it. Turn it on. Don't sit in the car and listen to somebody, you know, talk about the elections, the polls. Every day they make it up. They pick out of a hat what the polls are. It's not, why waste your time? But I don't understand what the Magid Shir is talking about. It doesn't matter. Listen to it. If you don't understand now, you will understand in Olam Haba. Now I want to read to you a Shla, which is almost the last offering for the night. This is so Oyam V'Noira. If you just came for this, Maramakim was Mamish Kedai. This is incredible. The Shla HaKadosh. Ready, Reb Shlomo? Listen to this. Number 22. Says the Holy Shla, Ra'isi, I saw the kibalti of a tradition. Af mishu ama aretz gomor. Even someone who's a full-fledged ama aretz. Not a b'di'evedika ama aretz. B'di'evedika, you know, maybe he knows so much nice. He's mamish a full-fledged Amaretz. Even the Chazon, he even is an Amaretz according to the Chazon Ish's sheet of an Amaretz. He mamish l'chol ha'deos, he's an Amaretz. He doesn't know not an Aleph from a base. But umetztayer ma'or amir habanase. He's distressed of his lack of understanding. Ve'enoy meven shum davar. But he has very profound lack of understanding. He doesn't understand nothing. V'choyre, now, so what does he do? All he could do is he could read the names of the books of the written law and the oral law. Kagoin, he says like this. He's sitting in shul. It looks like he's a big master. We listen carefully what he's saying. Bereshis, Shemois, Toiras Koyanim, Chumash Pekudim, Mishnah Torah. And then he starts going through Bereshis, Noyach, Lech Lecha. He's reading the Art Scroll Index, Chayi Sara, Todois. And then he starts saying Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Shai Yemriya, Chesko, Treyasar. And then he starts saying, Zerah, Mai, Nashim, Zikin, Kachim, Taras. And then he goes through the names of the Masechtos. And then he starts saying, Medrash Rabba, Medrash Tanchuma, Sifra, Sifri, Mechilta, Tairas Koinim, Medrash Tehillim, Medrash Misle, Medrash Shmuel, Avgir, Yalkut. And then he starts saying, Zoyar, Tikune, Zoyar, Sefer Abor, Perke, Amar, Chava, Sefer Plia, Kone. And he mamish does not know one word of anything. He's just saying the names of the books. And he desires to know it. He cries that he doesn't understand. Or he gives a krechs, oy vai, what's going to be with me? Azhu merutza l'Hashem Yisbarach, then you are very desired by God. Ve'yizke l'zeh l'asa lava, you'll be zoicha to understand it after 120. So you don't know Shas, you can't learn Shas, doesn't matter. Open up the Shas, go to Brachos 1, just read the name of the Masechta, read the names of the Perek, read some of the words, say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I wish I could understand this. Now, if you could understand it, try to understand it, but there are definitely things on this list that maybe we can't understand. Maybe much of this Kabbalah is beyond us. But say the words, want to know it. And uvetnai sheyisayeh b'chol koicha lazal osam vina b'hem. This is also an important insight. And if you can't understand it, financially support those who could. So through those two things, you're showing the reality of your desire to really know this material. Al kein yase kol echad luach. Therefore, everyone should make a little booklet. Ready to have a notebook. What should it say in the notebook? It should say the names. Bereishis Shemais Vayikra Bamidbar Dvarim. Yeshua Shoeftim Shmuel Malachim. And when you walk down the street, say it. Say it. V'yushkurim b'pid. Be very familiar with just even the names of the prakim of Shas. Ki av mi she'eno yam aretz. And you'll see, even someone who's not an Am HaAretz, but to be a Ben Aliyah, we know the Gemara says in Sukkah, there are very few Bnei Aliyah. You look around, how many people are really trying to grow? Yeah, there are people, they keep Shabbos, they do this, they do that, but how many people are Be'emes Bnei Aliyah, who are Zoicha to learn everything? But at least if you read the names of the books, then it will be considered like you learned them. As long as you tried your best. Maybe, by the way, this is another toyeles of the Chidah has a famous sefer, Shem HaGadoilam, that is a list of all the svarim that were before him. So aside from being like a research tool, perhaps it also has the benefit that who could possibly learn all of this information, but at least if you have it all in a list and you go through it, you say, Banishtam, I wish I could know all of this. That's why it's very important. I once heard Rav Victor Miller say, in your house, have a lot of svarim. Even if you don't learn them, even if you don't crack them open, you know what? You could get, speak to me after, you could get fake svarim, just with the cover, with nothing inside. You know, you could put in the inside, you could put the old Mishpacha magazines, if you feel you need to get it. Right? So, why? Because at least let your children see Yevamis, Ksubis, Gittin, let you see it. Even if you can't, when you look at the shelf, you see, okay, I want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. It's an inspiring thing, and it's effective, says the Kshla, Kriyas HaShemois Toyelios Nechshav Ki'ilu Iyein V'lamad Kulam. Even saying the name of the book is as if you were Ma'ayin, and you analyze, and you look deeply, and you learned all of it. Says the Megadim Chadashim, based on this, maybe we could say Pshat in two Gemaras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, anyone who starves himself for Divrei Torah in this world, Hashem will satiate him in Olam Haba. So literally, it means, you know, sometimes somebody is a little bit hungry, or someone has to give up a little bit of Olam Hazeh, you know. Sometimes you have to choose. Do I want a nice, long, drawn-out, comfortable meal, or do I want to learn something tonight? So if you starve yourself for learning, everyone according to their level, for learning in Olam Hazeh, God will satiate you in Olam Haba. But according to the Megadim Chadash, it means if you yearn for Torah, if you starve for Torah, even if you don't actually learn it, but you want to learn it in Olam Hazeh, Hashem will feed it to you in Olam Haba. That's why it's so important. It doesn't matter, you go to a shir, you understand, you don't understand. Of course it's very important to understand. But even if someone doesn't understand, oh, I don't understand everything this Magid Shir says. It doesn't matter so much. You hear the words. You hear about Torah. You want Torah. There's nothing more important than wanting Torah. If you want Torah, Hashem considers it like you learned it. And one should have a desire and want for all chalakim of Torah. Also, the Gemara in Chagiga says, Tamei Chachamim, that sort of crumple themselves up and wrinkle themselves up and, you know, fold themselves up to learn Torah in Olam Hazeh, Hashem will reveal them secrets in Olam Haba. And this is all... Yeah, so you are taught Kol HaTorah Kula in the womb, but
Ger.
You, what? Oh, a ger, huh?
A ger.
Did a ger learn Kol HaTorah Kula in the womb?
No, yes.
Sender says no, so then take it up with him.
What do you say, Rabbi?
Who am I?
Right. So Rabasi says there's a concept that if someone is Megayer, his neshama is by Har Sinai. So, but did he learn in utero? I don't know. We'll think about it. We'll think about it. Okay. Now, the Megadim Chadashim ends with one comment of the Arizal, quoted by Reb Chaim Vital, that even if somebody forgets what he learned, there will be two occasions where Hashem reminds him of what he learned. Number one, in Olam Haba, that means in Shamayim, Lachar Misa, and number two, in the Elef Hashvi, in the seventh millennia, in the times of Tchias HaMesim. So, Mar Rabbi, so we learned a few very important principles tonight, and that is the principle of the Tashbetz, that in the end of time, if a person, in the last days of one's life, if a person made real efforts to learn Torah in this world and they forgot it, the Malach will come and teach it to you to ensure that when you go upstairs, you remember it. However, if you look in the Tashbetz inside, it implies that this is especially true if you actually observe the Torah. If you observed it, if it was biyadai, then you'll be reminded of it. Although many Rishonim say, even fortunate is someone who reviews the Torah in Olam Hazeh, like Rav Ashi did, and then in that case, the Drashas Mari Shuab says, if you review it yourself, that's when you're really eligible for the Malach to come and remind you. But most importantly, we learned from the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Sefer Chassidim, that whatever a person doesn't understand in Olam Hazeh, whatever you made an attempt to understand, you will be taught thoroughly in Olam Haba. And then the Shla teaches us, what a chiddush, that the way to express desire for learning is even in such a basic way as saying the names of the books, saying the names of the prakim. That, if even that engenders a desire for learning, that is enough for Hashem to consider it as if you not only learned it, you were ma'ayin into it, provided that you really do your utmost to apply yourself to your learning. So we should all be zeichet to have siyata d'shmaya hatzlacha in our efforts, and we should all be matzliach. But if we're not, we are, because Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately will remind us b'olam hazeh, and so this way we'll have a deeper appreciation of Hava. Just one last thing, says Megadim Chadashim, if something that you didn't understand, you'll understand in Olam Haba, certainly something you understood then you forgot, you will be reminded of in Olam Haba. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great night. Shkach, everyone.
What is the Tashbetz?
It's just like little Piskei Dinim, just little tidbits. It's not on halacha, it's not on Torah, it's just a collection of ideas.
One volume?
Yeah. Shkoyach, everyone. Kolta.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.